you know, it wasn't long ago that someone asked me if China attacked Taiwan, would America come to help? You know, well, I mean, this is a relevant discussion because I'm over here in Taiwan. If America doesn't help and if China overwhelms everything, then I end up dead. And I mean, I don't run away from problems. I don't have a reason to run away. God hasn't told me to. That's probably the biggest thing. God hasn't told me to run away. Well, that's the life that I live. And if my normal life bothers you, grab a tissue. But I'm not trying to persuade anybody. I live my life. I'm not into preachers running around trying to change other people. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to be quiet about my life if that makes someone else feel uncomfortable because it challenges a worldview that they're struggling to maintain. And speaking of struggling to maintain worldviews, while the world is getting more and more frustrated with China, this week there was a boat. In fact, two things happened this week. I need to mention this tomorrow because bodybuilding. A bodybuilder in Taiwan got shot and he was very politically loud. So I think I might talk about that tomorrow. But let me tell you what's been going on just kind of in the atmosphere here in Asia. Some people were trying to escape from Hong Kong on a boat, and they're trying to go to Taiwan, and the Chinese Coast Guard caught them. And I think that like they were wanted for a crime or something, like they were out on bail or there was a warrant out for their arrest. They probably committed some heinous, disgusting act of terrorism, such as saying that we need free speech in Hong Kong, or saying that they don't want to stand for the national anthem of China at a Hong Kong soccer game. And you know, some evil thing like this, which is a threat to China's national security. You know, you can tell how strong someone is by the size of the thing that threatens them. I mean, that's a critique on golf. You know, you can tell the size of a man by the size of what makes him angry. And so many men get all upset and angry and excited about this little tiny white ball. It's like, well. I'm having visions of the cartoons of the elephant standing on one leg, being afraid of the mouse. You know, it's rather absurd. And here you've got all of China in such an uproar, making the world hate them with what they're doing to little old tiny precious previously lovable adorable Hong Kong that everybody previously wanted to go to and doesn't anymore. And they're also doing the same thing with Taiwan. The Chinese, they really don't know. I've dealt with the people in this culture. I've looked at the boss square in the eyes. You know, I've had the people tell me, our company does not want foreigners. And I'm like, that's a multi-million dollar lawsuit if you say that in America. It's like they get this from a very old, very, very old culture in China of domination. Might is right, and they dominate because they can, and they let other people do it to them. And then when it's their turn to be the boss or the parent or the grandparent, then they turn right around and dominate others just how they always hated and went along with and complained and hated all at the same time. So it's in a culture of domination where open, overt discrimination is tolerated. Think about that. It's a culture where one people dominates another people, whether it's age or race, gender. It could be anything, national ethnicity, whatever. One people is dominating others, overtly, oppressively, overbearingly, outright dominating. Like slavery, bossing people around, parents telling children what to study in college. I mean, like, not suggesting, not helping them figure it out, deciding what they're good at. I've decided that you're good at this, and you know, you're going to be good at this. It's like, have you ever heard of inborn talent, people? And they don't get that. Now, you know, yesterday I talked about my buddy who's decided to learn singing. 10 years ago, that never would have flown with his parents. His parents didn't decide that he could be gifted at singing, so why is he trying to take lessons? That would have been the thinking 12 years ago. Now, these kids were 11 years old. Their parents were know-it-all parents, like a lot of parents are, because I know as a teacher and a tutor and a piano teacher, I've been doing this 25 years, working with people in homes. I know my dad always said parents and teachers can be very immature people, not trying to insult people, but yup. When the boys were 11 and 9, their parents were arrogant parents like everybody else. Well, guess what? Their kids grew up. One of them graduated from college. And all of a sudden, the parents figured out that they don't know everything anymore. It's funny. Kids go to college, and the college kids figure out that they don't know everything, and so do the parents. It's just, we never stop growing up. I have my 40th birthday on Monday, and I feel healthier and happier because I've done something with my life. I do not feel like I'm aging, at least not at this point. I'll get there eventually, but not now. So we all learn and we all grow. And I've seen from the oppressive culture of ancient Chinese history, they don't know how crazy they sound to other people. Because for them, crazy is normal. And so there is no self-consciousness. There is no self-awareness. There is no embarrassment that will stop China from going to the ends of the earth. When it comes to this, they're incredibly immature. I'm trying to think of the movies where, remember As Good As It Gets? Jack Nicholson played this guy and Helen Hunt chews him out in the restaurant for being such a finicky, obsessive, compulsive guy. And she reams him out and he sits there mildly embarrassed and self-conscious. But does he change? No. It's like China will have a few moments like that and that's all we can expect from them. So while China's doing this, this is guiding their actions in Hong Kong and to Taiwan. And a bunch of Hong Kongers try to escape to get away from China. China's Coast Guard catches those evil, evil criminals doing horrible things, such great threats to their supposedly strong government, and as like free speech arguments, etc. And people over here get nervous and worried. The big takeaway that I get from it all is that the pro-China people are getting really desperate in their rhetoric. One guy wrote an article in the South China Morning Post, which is a Hong Kong newspaper. They were the newspaper that broke the Edward Snowden story. They were the only ones that would talk to him. All the other newspapers thought he was crazy and didn't have anything important to say, which is more of a critique on establishments and institutions. And didn't I talk last week about the news inability to know what's coming? Did I talk about that? No. When I was inside Taiwan's legislature with the Sunflower students, I followed around. I picked up the song that they were singing just before they left with the guitar in a group before the other people from the press were over there. And I knew to wait around and follow Lin Feifan and Chen Weiting on the way out because I just smelled something happening. And a lot of people can't figure out what the news is really going to be. But there was a writer in the South China Morning Post, in Hong Kong's main newspaper, and he was going on about how, well, you know, Australia and Japan are distancing themselves from Mike Pompeo's rhetoric. So that means that they're pro-China, basically. And the world has to just get used to China. It's here and you have to accept it. You know, you have to accept it, you know, and accept it. You have to, you know. And that's kind of pretty much the long-winded substance of his opinion piece. They're really getting desperate when they're trying to defend China. And it's and the people over here that I know in Taiwan that are somehow still pro-China, you know, they've got this ancient dream about how good and wonderful it could have been, and they get lost in it and don't care how mean they are to people because they're lost in their dream of one China, one world, and they are still accustomed to that culture which tolerates dominating other people. We'll talk about the bodybuilder tomorrow. See you then.